Now, a few words of from our Uachtaráin here and Catherine Connolly.
And in my whole life, I never wanted to leave Galway. I always wanted to go back to Galway. Rubu a the Sogum may a gapper and a ganyaba, Kafu Gahyango, at hardship in the Gwent of this most dear. But for the first time in my life, I would love to live down here. I live.
Well,
it's
a fortune.
I'm really rather. I've never had that feeling, but the spirit has overwhelmed me, not just of the project, but by your presence here today, young and not so young, including myself.
President Connolly speaking in Ballybunion on Friday. We're joined on the line by Dora McCarthy from Inch. Dora, what do you make of what the President had to say?
Everybody wants to come and live in Kerry, Trasick. Good morning to you and your listeners.
You're not one bit surprised.
No, I'm not one bit surprised. It's the most amazing county in the whole of Ireland. It has everything and it gives everything and it keeps giving. And I suppose a few weeks ago there, I was kind of just sitting with myself and kind of reflecting on I suppose, that how it keeps giving to us. And it started off with Ballymac winning the football match, then Ungaeltacht won, and then Dingle, and Jessie Buckley and her Golden Globe moment, and please God, she'll have the Oscar at the end of this. And then, of course, Micheál O'Connell, Mick O'Connell's son from Valencia, becoming the High Court judge, and Aveen Daly, the Young Scientist of the Year. And while we're all getting this great joy and commitment and sacrifices that they put into it, is unreal. And so, yeah, so Kerry has it all. And so it's no wonder that Catherine Connolly wants to come and live with us too.
And we can add, of course, to Rory O'Flaherty from Clarny winning a Grammy Award.
Start. Yeah, last night, yeah. You mentioned that at the start. Yeah, it's brilliant. And then locally, a girl from Annascaul, Orna Newsom, she did a beautiful artwork on St. Carlos Acoustis in Tralee there the other night. And it was like as if it was walking out of the picture. An amazing craft and beautiful artwork from Orna.
And she's a secondary school student. I saw it. Remarkable.
Yes, in Mount Hawk, yeah.
Well.
Yes. So there's a lot going on in, you know, I suppose, and some people take notice of it and more don't. And maybe it's because I have too much time in my hands sometimes, but it's good. It's nice to sit back and reflect and appreciate. And one of my great moments of the week is when I go to Dingle Hospital, the community hospital in Dingle, and I call out the bingo numbers for them there. So I was sitting at a table with a beautiful group the other day, and they were after winning the Gaeltacht match, and Mary Begley, she's 100 years old, and her grandson Darrell Vilglee was one of the people playing, and Bree Buckland, she's 101, and her grandnephew Thomas O'Shea, and then of course we had Maureen Long and her grandson Shawnee Ling was in the goals. Now what a collection of amazing people, and it's just a joy to be back there with them every week with the stories and whatever goes on. Yeah, it's lovely.
And do you do you think that those ladies' positive attitude, do you think that has fed into obviously their grandsons and grandnephews' success, and also a sense of can do? Yes, we can. And there's so much to celebrate and enjoy about life and about life living in Kerry.
Absolutely. But they never kind of, you know, they never kind of play their own trumpet, I suppose, really. They're just very unassuming, and they're just really, really lovely bunch of group that I go into there every week. And it's a joy. It's absolutely. And you know, I suppose that's what they kind of want, a connection with outside and bringing in the stories and that. So it's great for them. And now the Cup apparently hasn't come there yet, but the Dingle Cup has been to visit them.
So they'll be waiting for the.
Yeah. So I suppose. Look, I kind of. It's part of my job during the summer then when I go around and showcase the county of Kerry to our tourists that come in, but. Like it never ceases to amaze. Like there's always something wonderful, you know, go around the next bend, and it just keeps on giving. It's that kind of a county that keeps on giving. And we should be very grateful for that, and certainly be part of celebrating with all of those wonderful people that achieve these awards and these great moments in our lives.
And Dora, why do you think Kerry is a county that keeps on giving?
I think that's the nature of us, really. We're very much into, you know, we're not up there with, you know, like showing off kind of thing. It's kind of just rolls off us, really. The music is gorgeous and our language is really wonderful. And it's all well preserved and well showcased. You know, it just, when we go to do something, we do it wonderfully. I think that's what it is. We give it our best. We really do. In the words of John B. Keane there, he always says, give it your almighty best. And that's exactly what we do. Now, we don't win everything, and, you know, that's not possible either, but we do give it our 100% best when we're going about doing something. And community then is very important as well. You know, volunteering is a great thing to happen in a community. It brings people together and you get jobs done and, you know, you don't realise that you're doing it and the next thing it's done because you have good company with you and you're enjoying the journey through that. So it's very important that we have that as well.
Well, Dora, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Dora McCarthy from Inge talking about the success of Kerry and really why she thinks it's the county that keeps on giving.